Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
59 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
57 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Clear.
61 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Clear.
58 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Partly cloudy.
56 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Partly cloudy.
55 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
54 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
53 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
55 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
60 degrees.
KUIS, KB8ZRB, go ahead. Can you hear me, Ryan? K8DYS, KB8ZRB. I don't think you're copying me or I'm not getting into the repeater. I seem to be keying it up, but I'm not hearing a comeback. KB8ZRB, I'll be clear and listening.
Good morning. 10 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
64 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
68 degrees.
Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo, mobile and monitor.
K8, CZX, didn't catch that whole call sign ending in Foxtrot, Romeo, but this is K8, CZX, mobile, on a short drive. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. Call sign is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo, WASFR, and I'm actually on my way down to Pontiac. I left Roscommon about 9 o'clock, and I'm getting down to Pontiac for church.
All right, sounds good. That's a good drive to head to a service. Just heading heading from church to one of my side gigs for a job to do today, and then I'll be home to work so I can work for the week.
That sounds like fun.
But I'm right in Burton here driving.
Yeah, I'm in Flint. I'm not even stopping at home. I brought everything I need so I could head straight down there. Because my church is about 45 minutes from my house. So I was like, yeah, there's no time to stop at home. Thankfully, it's at 1:30, though, so I got plenty of time to get there.
Yeah, we have a 10 o'clock service, and I had to leave just a little bit early to make it to my gig. I don't usually work Sundays, but they had something special going on that they could use my skills for, so I decided to give it a go and work some today. But yeah, I'm kind of in the Bristol Road and South Saginaw area at the moment.
All right, I just crossed under Pasadena Avenue on southbound 75. And it's been decent traffic until I got south of First Run when it went down to two lanes for a little bit. And now there's cars in every lane, but at least traffic is moving.
Well, that's good. Yeah, we used to, church we used to go to was in Mundy Township, and so we used to take 69 to 475 there, and we'd get there pretty early in the morning, and when we'd be making that turn on the interchange and we'd look up 475 there, there was usually zero traffic, and it kind of looked like something out of some of those movies with the nuclear winter type things where everything's desolate and nobody's anywhere and there's just one car on the road. But now we're just two blocks from where we go to church, and it's pretty nice. We can sleep in a little more on Sundays and leave a little later.
That sounds really nice. But how was your weekend?
Pretty good. I worked some yesterday, and the daughter had her homecoming dance, and we had the homecoming game on Friday, and the game turned out real nice. They played well and won, and yeah. And so after I get out of working today, I'm going to be doing lesson plans for the week so I can have something for my students to do and keep them occupied.
So you're in the education sector?
Yes, I teach high school special ed, so it's my 25th year teaching, and my third academic year teaching where I am now.
Okay, that's cool. I know a few teachers, and my cousin was one at one point, and it takes a special person to do that type of job.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Never a dull day. They always keep you guessing and on your toes, so it's pretty cool. But I am just pulling in now to my destination, so I'll be hopping out and working a few hours. But have a good rest of your drive and a good service today. I'll be clear with your final, KE8CZX.
Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Zulu X-Ray from Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo. Thanks for the short QSO, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day as well. I am sending 7-3. This is W8FFR. I am clear and monitoring.
VA3IIE, monitoring.
Transmitting station. I didn't catch the call sign, but this is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo, and you're coming in clear. No static.
And it's W8FFR from Victor Alpha 3, India Hotel.
That's Victor Alpha 3, India Hotel, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Name here is Jim, Juliet India Mike, and I'm at home in Kincardine, Ontario, just hearing the repeaters coming in quite clearly, so I thought I would give a call and see if I was able to access the repeater. Distance, according to Google Maps, is just about 110 miles between us.
Canadian call sign there. The second Canadian I've ever made contact with over the radio. But yeah, I'm in Flint right now heading south, so I'm hearing you good, occasionally some static. That's probably because trees and buildings and all that.
Yes, I don't often get good copy on the repeaters in southern Michigan. So obviously conditions are good at the moment with the nice sunny warm weather that we've had. I was just yesterday morning getting some Ohio repeaters on C, but I couldn't actually access them. So when I have the repeater that's going to do it, applied here, I was able to access it. And certainly the repeaters coming in here, we've seen FD and F5.
Just as a heads up, I don't know if it's on my end, but that last transmission, it got a lot more staticky, and it made it hard to hear what you were saying.
Yes, I suspect the band conditions will be moving fairly rapidly at the moment, so I may not get access to the repeater for very long.
Yeah, I did not catch the end of that transmission.
I was just saying, I think the band conditions may be changing on us, so I'm not sure how much longer the conditions will let access to the repeater here.
And what did you say your QTH was?
My location is in Kincardine, Ontario, so that's over the other side of the lake and a little bit north of Goderich. Total distance to the repeater is something that is 110 miles.
Okay, so you're coming all the way. You're in Canada, and you're hitting the repeater over here in Michigan.
Yes, that's correct.
That's impressive. That is really impressive. And also, I will be at the range of my radio transmission in a few minutes, but I'll stay on as long as possible. Let me know how my signal is as I get farther away from the repeater, because I'm south of it right now.
Your audio quality is very good at the moment. Maybe a very small amount of hiss in the background, but generally very good, clear copy.
I'm running tied into a mag mount on top of my car right now, and I usually get about a 10-mile range, so 20-mile circle, really, because as 10 miles approaching the repeater and then 10 miles moving away from the repeater, so there's about a 20-mile circle I can actually hit and be readable.
Well, certainly at the moment it's doing very well, nice and clear, so you're obviously still within a reasonable distance of the repeater, still clear copy on you. No issues at the moment. I'm not sure exactly what the coverage of the peer repeater is, so I don't know what the normal coverage would be.
So, and are you coming in on the 14738, which is Flint, or are you tied into the 14662, my home repeater, which is Lapeer, but it's linked with five or six other repeaters in this network? So, I don't know which machine you're coming in on, but if it's one or the other, they are linked.
Yes, I'm coming in the 146620 input, well, the input 146020, but yes, the 146620 repeater.
Yeah, that's my home repeater, and I love it. And I especially love how all the systems are linked together. So yeah, that's still a pretty good distance, though, from Ontario to Lapeer, Michigan. So whatever you're running, there's more static in your transmission, but just the fact I can still understand what you're saying, most of what you're saying, is very impressive.
Yes, the power output 50 watts into a collinear mounted about 24 feet off the ground.
Yeah, that's a nice setup because it's working. What also helps too is you're also shooting across a lake, so that doesn't provide a lot of opportunity for the radio signal to be absorbed. So I guess that also helps.
Yes, I seem to be able to walk into Roger City quite reliably, although Altoona, a little bit south of Roger City, is only occasional, and then I'm able to work into Little Current, just at the top end of the lake, reasonably frequently as well. So conditions over the lake definitely help to get the longer distance on the 2 meter band.
How's my signal doing? Because I am within range of one of the other repeaters in the linked network, so I can always switch over to that once my signal degrades.
At the moment, the signal's still quite clear for me. There's a little bit of dropouts occasionally, but generally it's excellent coffee. So the repeater signal coming back to me now is dropping a little bit, so I guess the conditions are maybe changing. The repeater's coming in to me around about 3.
Okay, that's good to know, but it's probably just where I am, but I'm getting more static in your transmission. But it's probably, I'm surrounded by trees right now, kind of in a low spot, so that doesn't help at all.
It's a little bit more drop out there, but generally, as I say, when you're coming through, it's very good, and the dropouts are just a little bit choppy, but can still make out what you're doing without any real problems.
That's impressive, because I am more than 10 miles south of this machine, the Flint one, and I'm still coming in. That's really good. I'm very happy with this handheld radio and this mag mount. I think the farthest I ever got from a repeater and was still readable was probably 15 miles. And I was still coming in on only 5 watts.
Well, I didn't realize it was a handheld, so yes, that's very impressive. I know the handhelds I've got generally, you know, sort of 2 or 3 miles, and things start to get quite ropey. The sensitivity on them is not always that great. So if you're able to get 10, 15 miles just with the mag mount on it, that's very impressive. I noticed the repeater's dropping down to about S1, so maybe band conditions are going to work against us in the next few minutes, so I'm not sure how long we'll be able to continue the TSO.
Yeah, I can tell also my reception is getting worse just because of where I'm at, just because even the repeater calls gave out Morse code, and that was coming in choppy, so I know it's on my end where a lot of the static is coming from, but I mean, even times where I can get 12 to 15 miles, if I'm just if I'm just driving and I'm not actively talking to someone, I tend to stick to the 10-mile range because I know it's 95% reliable if I'm within 10 miles of a repeater that I'm going to be heard. And if not too often I can get outside of that range and still be readable.
Well, it's still very impressive if it's just a handheld, I guess it's got about 5 watts output, so it's a pretty good setup. I don't think you've got any reason to think it's a poor setup, but very often the simple setup, you can get very good results, and certainly you're doing very well at the moment into the repeater.
Real quick, if you don't mind, I kind of want to switch to one of the other machines in the Lynx network, how my reception is there, because it's about 9 miles west of me. But I don't know, because I'm not heading towards, nope, never mind. I'm getting farther away from the repeater, so that's not going to work. I'll just stay on this one until I lose signal.
Okay, no problem. What repeater are you using? Because I think you said there was 147280. I think I originally heard you on that, but I didn't have the TL code or anything, so I couldn't access that repeater.
Right now I'm 147380, which is flipped. Like I said, the 14662 is my home, and I have a bunch of the repeaters in the Central Michigan Emergency Network, which is a network that runs all of the Lynx repeaters. And I have those programmed into my radio so I can just switch off. And this network, you can get guys up in Ottawa and guys in Lansing just because of where the repeaters are. So, yeah, right now I'm on the top 3 days.
That was getting fairly broken up there, but I did get most of it. I have them programmed into the handheld to switch between them. I was just curious what the TL phone was on the other repeater to see if I was able to access it.
You're also starting to become more unreadable with this transmission, so I'm probably going to have to switch to another repeater, which the only one here is not lit. I'm curious if you can hit it. It is in a town called Clarkston. It's 146.84. 100 hertz TL. I'm going to switch to that machine here in a little bit.
Yes, I'll try QSY to 146.84, 100 TL, and see if I'm able to copy you on that one. So just whenever you're ready, from PATIIV.
Switching over, I got to change some settings on my radio, so it might be a little bit. I'll throw my call out once I get on the machine. KA3IIH, standby.
FFR from VA3IIH. I wonder if you're able to copy the QSY back.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 75 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 81 degrees.
KWS.
K8UHH.
K8UHH, what's going on there? How's your drive?
Well, you know, 77, now I know why I take 127 instead of 75. But it's okay. It was alright just for one spot. They're working on the road, but nobody's working. So that only took about, I don't know, what did you say, about 20 minutes longer. I'm over here at almost at your exit, headed to your processor place.
Right on. Headed to Richardson's, huh? That's good. I like that place. Good place to have your deer processed. Alright, so you're pretty close then.
Yeah, I'm at that big hill, that big old trash hill, I guess they call it, on 23. I don't know. It looks like it used to be an old dump or something like that. Let's see. Where am I at? No mile markers yet. But you know probably where I'm at.
KC8 FCA.
KC8 FC8, go ahead.
Nate was talking to me.
Yeah, KC8 FCA, this is, you're in for the Fenton area.
Yeah, Fenton repeater. Yep. I'm just trying to figure out what mile marker I'm at. Well, I'm pretty close, Brandon. I'm almost at your exit. A little bit.
Less than 5 miles from Silver Lake Road, I would say. So pretty close.
Yeah, okay. Moving along well now. No traffic. Hey, how's this 400 sound? I got it on that Wii antenna, that Wilson 2-meter rig.
Yeah, sound clear. Sounds good to me. Your S meter is pretty good, but that's to be expected because you're pretty close to the repeater. So, yeah, no, you sound great.
Oh, yeah, I remember coming out the Fenton here back in the 80s, doing a little motocrossing when there was no homes out here. That was the old days, probably about 86, 87. It was kind of rural still. Rural.
Yeah, I got you. I know what you mean. Yeah, it's definitely, and probably, I would say even a lot, alone.
That place is called Richardson's, right?
KWS. It's Richardson's. Says if you went up to if you guys were up north and you went to Brinks, you better be dropping us off some cheese curds.
No cheese curds this time. We stayed. Well, I think we still only went out one time, and that was Nate and I. We went over to get that giant salad bowl on our 55. You know the place.
Salad is worth everything.
Yes. Stand by. KUHH. Hey, Brandon, can you look and get the phone number for that place and see if it's open? Because I might have booked the wrong schedule, the wrong place.
KTWS. I'll let someone get it sent over to you.
Okay, stand by. I'm going to book the wrong place.
Call and see if they're taking in deer.
Yeah, they're closed, so I booked a place out in South Lyon. My mistake. So I'll just go to South Lyon. It's on the way home anyways. Let me get this in the Google. Nate will get it in the Google address. Stand by. KEAUHH. Yeah, Brandon, your place is closed, so we're going to go to the place on South Lyon.
already booked an appointment. I just got confused of the two because they send me emails, you know.
Yeah, they closed at noon. They're taking beer. But yeah, all right, Jim. I got to do a couple of things, go pick Grace up from her friends and whatnot, so I'll let you cruise. You only got about another 20 minutes and you'll be in South Line. So KTWF, back to you.
All right, my friend. You have a good afternoon. I'll be going there and take care of this. I'll talk to you later. KUHH, Claire.
KEHZMW, monitoring. KEHZMW, monitoring. KEHZMW, clear. 73. KEHZMW, monitoring. KEHZMW, clear.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 84 degrees.
This is KEHZMW monitoring.
KE8ZFW, KE8CZX Mobile.
Good afternoon, this is KE8Z Zulu with...
Yeah, this is Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Zulu X-ray. Kind of lost you on the end of that transmission. There's a little bit of static and noise.
We are in Flint, Michigan. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. I'm in Flint as well. Just mobile on the way home.
We are on our way to do a good deed for somebody, and we're mobile as well.
Copy that. Well, good deeds are a good thing. I'm just heading home after working a short shift at one side gigs, and just going to do some lesson planning and get ready for the week. Plan on giving the students a lot to do this week, keep them busy.
That's an awesome job. Here, our regions, they kind of run together, but they're pretty awesome.
Copy most of that. For some reason, there's a fair bit of noise and static on your transmission. I don't know why, but not 100% copy.
We're not sure either. Usually, it's pretty clear. We got a pretty awesome setup.
Yeah, that was a lot better. I wonder if it was just your location and something in the way.
We're at lunch something for sure. So I thank you for reaching out. We haven't been down in a while, and I really like to remember how to do everything if we ever need it in case of an emergency. I enjoy talking to people, so I hope you have a great week.
Copy that. I hope you have a great week, too. I'm turning the corner here where the antenna will be within line of sight for me for the repeater. But you have a great week as well. It's KE8CZX and monitoring while I'm mobile.
KE8CMW
here. N8LJN mobile monitoring.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 77 degrees.
N8LJN mobile monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. 77 degrees.
K8ZHL. Monitoring. K-E-8-Z-H-L monitoring. Anybody out there? K-E-8-Z-H-L. Clear.
K-D-8-O-L-E. K-D-8-O-L-E.
KEA CMW monitoring.
Hi there, how are you doing this afternoon?
Decent, I beat the rain. I got the fridge loaded up in the back of my trailer. I went and fixed all the computer parts up in. I better start my engine here a little bit. The battery's kind of weak in this truck.
We're out Door Highway and Coldwater area at a friend's. Gary just worked on that carburetor.
Yeah, well, what kind of carb was it?
It was on a John Deere.
Well, probably an old Zenith or Marvel or something.
Your buddy wanted to talk to you, so hold on.
Didn't do it, and nobody could prove nothing.
K-E-8-Z-H-L. How you doing, buddy?
I'm just sitting out here right now, watching it rain. I just beat the rain on my tractor.
Yeah, we're in Flint on Dort Highway, and it's wanting to rain, sure.
Slobbering out here pretty bad. What's going on with you guys?
I just went over there to his house, and first thing I checked was the solenoid on the bottom of the carburetor was not working. And when he ran it, he just kept flooding everything out. Well, that's because it's not shutting off that solenoid.
It's a riding tractor, lawn tractor. Yeah, that's anti-diesel. Those have to shut off.
Correct. And it's not, his isn't working, so I'm thinking that's what the problem with it.
The cheapest place to find them is either Amazon or eBay.
The only thing I don't understand is he says that it just floods it when it's running. So I'm thinking maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, probably needs taken off and cleaned. The needle and sheath on the float's probably junked up too.
Are you there?
Am I not making it? Am I making it now, Gary?
What's that?
You should probably switch to the Burton repeater part of this link, I would imagine.
You're loud and clear here, buddy.
I'm not... not hearing you that well getting into the system over there.
They gotta go to the Flint one.
147380, that one will be closer to where you're at.
Alright, we'll go to that one, KDHL. KDHL, monitoring. Anyone out there?
That's better. You're making it in better now.
Yeah, you even sound better. That's weird.
The two are linked together. I'm still going in through Lapeer. You were losing the Lapeer one, so you switched to that one, and they're linked together, so that gives us more range.
Gotcha. I'm starting to figure that out. Sometimes it helps you, and sometimes it hurts you.
There's one in Lansing, and there's one down in Fenton, and there's one up in Bay City. I was getting into the Bay City one at the intersection, near the intersection of M33 and M55, like way up there, and I was making it in, and then it dropped, and then I got it just south of there again, but I didn't have my good radio or nothing set up at that point.
Yeah, one of our members in our group, I took all my it's an RC Nitro truck. I took it to him, and I asked him if he'd help me get it running. It's been sitting on my shelf for, I don't know, 20 years. And the one that was up there in the thumb, and we're going to be going there next Saturday, I believe. And he says it's all done, ready to go. So I'm real happy.
I was hoping to get into ham radio.
They want GMRS, and I don't know, maybe we could talk to them again and see, I don't know. And people are worried that they're going to know who I am if I get a license. They know who you are, I'm going to tell you right now. They know who you are.
You got a phone? Hey, get a GMRS license. Hey, got a driver's license? Hey, you pay a light bill? Hey, you pay a tax bill? Got insurance and plate?
Exactly. You got you have a credit card, a bank? Exactly. They know more about us than we know about ourselves.
Every single text and AI is sorting through it for them.
Amen. That's true. That is true, Mike.
Yep. And this link system is all, it's all logged, categorized, time, date, stamped, and everything else. I feel safer on HF. And you've got more of an audience, It is what it is. I don't know. I'm fumbling through life. I'll figure it out someday. And when I do, I'll tell you.
All right, I'll do the same too. We've been driving around this truck for a couple months, and I'm like, let's hook up that radio, man. We ain't messed with it in a month or so. I'm like, how? Tammy said when I have to think about what my call sign is, then it's been a little bit. So that's why we got it out, and I said hit Mike up, see if he can hear us. We're all the way over on Dorton Coldwater area. Now we're on. Genesee and Carpenter Road area.
Oh, sister lives down there, not too far from that area. KE8OE.
Hey, Ben. Have a good day. KE8ZHL. 73, clear.
Breton? All right, well, I guess I'll talk to you later.
We thought because you threw out your call sign, you wanted to get off. This is
KE8ZMW. We gotta throw that thing out there once in a while, just in case, I don't have a timer. I need a little push button timer that rings out about 9 minutes and 59 seconds.
That's right. So, have you done anything fun today? We basically got up late and had breakfast, headed to his buddy's, and while he was doing that, I was reading a good book.
Yeah, I tried stabbing books. I might get smart. I burned up a Bobcat and loaded the refrigerator in the back of my scrap trailer here. And I got to pull some of the copper off of it, the fridge, and load the guts of it full of scrap metal. And then I'm going to make a haul. And I got a couple of my scooters I got to go pick up from a buddy's place over in North Branch. And, my fan's firing up. My radio's starting to warm up a little bit.
Okay, so let's say that you're 10 minutes, 9 seconds before you put your call sign out there. What are they going to do to you?
Of course, ARRL and the FCC are going to get off their electric spanker. You know, I went over quite a little bit, and they haven't never sent the radio police to my door, but, I mean, theoretically they could, so you got to try to stay on top of it. And, sometimes I'll go 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 8 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever. So I've got a computer. I used to have a program that would pop up, and you could just click on it every 9-10 minutes, you know, where we set it for. And that was pretty cool, but I don't know. They just want to know who's out there for the most part.
Well, who's out there is KDA and ZHL.
Hey, same here, but different call. KDA-OLE. Yeah, we're getting rain on pretty good. It's got my whole roof wet and the truck is wet.
The closer we get to Davison, it's sprinkling more and more and more.
I haven't checked the Doppler, but it's probably running above that line. Usually it kind of follows the reservoir down that way. Unless it's more midsummer than, you know. I don't know, though. It should be pushing from the northwest now down and then getting progressively more so to push that cold air in. But, ooh, I don't even want to think about it. The leaves are already turning here.
Yeah, right. Did you get a chance to listen to them songs?
We listened to them last night up to her place. I was up in Vassar last night.
Very nice. Yeah, those are good songs, man. I really like them both.
Pretty good storyline behind it, you know? I mean, and that's probably what the best tunes are made out of anyways. Or something like that, the humorous or any number of other things. Ghost stories, you know, riding your dirt bike or your street bike or horses or God only knows. That one was a pretty good storyline, though. I was pretty impressed with that.
Yeah, so was I. That's why. I start playing that now. At my gigs, I'll start using that song.
Hey, so Rick's doing pretty good. So you guys haven't turned that on in a while, huh?
No, it might have been a month or less. But, you know, when you get on here and you drive, and, you know, we don't drive 4 hours. You know, we'll drive a half an hour or something. And in that time, we're trying to talk to somebody, but there ain't nobody on there.
Oh, and that simplex frequency, leaving it on there, sometimes you hear people on the road. I mean, when I get some antennas back up here, I have to trim these trees down a little bit more. I'll be able to hear much further. I'll set an Omni up there and then some beams and stuff. I'll be able to track around to the beams. And usually the beams will get you out there about an hour's worth of travel time, simplex. Or you can hit, like I can talk into the Bad Axe repeater through with my beam here. Even though I'm down in this hole, I can still talk to Bad Axe. And that covers a good chunk of the thumb up there. That's a nice repeater.
Yeah, that's quite a little ways away, too.
We used to go those distances simplex with one mobile station and one Omni that was up pretty far in the flatland. My dad could talk to me from there where Tammy grew up all the way up to Akron up by the bay. We had a couple spots that blanked out for a second, but he talked to me when I left work all the way until I got home up there about 6 miles off the bay, and I had... it wasn't this antenna, but it was an antenna similar, and I had a 50-watt radio in the car. So we talked a point-to-point simplex. Now you can go further, obviously, with a base, higher gain antenna system. And, you know, I mean, it's not, you can do consistently 175 miles if you've got a couple stacked beams on each end.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Well, man, I'm glad that that you talked to us because I said, just, hey, let's hit Mike up so he can hear us.
The system works really well. I mean, a lot of the links are over the internet, which kind of freaks me out a bit. Headed home right now?
K8ZHL, yeah, we're at 15 in Coldwater Road.
Yeah, you're close, all right. Yeah, we might, I don't know how this rig does the reverse, I should get it. I don't know how to do the rapid programming stuff. Well, I don't know how to do it on this radio to check the reverse real fast.
The reverse, what do you mean? I'm not following you. KE8ZHL.
Yeah, when you check the reverse, what it does is it allows you to listen on the repeater input. So when you would talk to try to fire the repeater, usually there's a quick set button you hit, and it checks on the input, and that would tell whether or not we could use simplex, because I'd be listening where you're transmitting and not on the repeater output. I'd listen to where you would transmit.
Yeah, I got it.
That's just a quick check. I mean, we could try simplex from here to there, but in the river, yeah, it might work. The frequency you guys were calling me on, 146520, we could try that and then maybe talk a little later in the evening if we don't make it.
Okay. 146520, KE8ZHL, 73 clear.
It was 146520, 73KB8 all.
VHF and UHF link repeaters courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the data on VHF from UHF, you are invited to check in and participate. And that is also available on Echolink, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Oxcom, Michigan, including Aries, NTS, and SkyOne. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, MTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is Kilo F Lake, Delta Oscar November. My name is Nick, and I hold the position of section emergency coordinator. And from the Plain Ag group, I have the following stations listed. N8OBU, N88, WD8AXD. Those stations need not check in again, but other stations for the net, will you call them?
Whiskey Bravo 8, San Jose, Mexico. Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo, Delta.
Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw County.
Kilowatt Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo, KB8FWR.
KB8SWR, thank you. Next station, please. KAJBE, KEADON.
KEADON, KJBD, go ahead.
Two questions. One is, can you be alternate? And second is, can you place a general net call?
Certainly will, and I will place a general net call now. This is KAJBD assisting net control for the Michigan ARPSC net on 7.233. Anyone wishing to check in, please give your call sign phonetically and please call now. KAJON, this is KAJBD, nothing heard.
KAJBD, KEADON, thank you very much for that. I guess go ahead and we'll get started. Let's see here. As I said in the announcement, I am in the preamble. I'm operating WSADOC today, and that means that it was my turn at net control for the FEMA Region 5 Oxcom. That's on the second and fourth Sundays of every month at 4 o'clock. It's kind of fun. We do 15-minute intervals of 60 meters channel 4. 7280 on 40 meters, and then each are reflecting down to 4 alpha and EMR talk group 31673. You don't have to have all of those capabilities available. You're welcome to check in at the appropriate time for any one of those. And if you want to check in, that's great. Listen for the first time, and we'll look for you. Coming up this week, we've got a few things going on the calendar. Tuesday is kind of a late mid-morning to mid-afternoon. It's a virtual plenary session. So instead of a get-together, we're putting it on Zoom, and it will also combine as being a monthly call. But it's an extended meeting, so it's from like 10:30 to 3:30 or 3 o'clock, it looks like, on the calendar. That'll be a one long Zoom session. Wednesday afternoon is a much shorter one. That's the COMU work group for Michigan, and we'll be meeting at 3 o'clock on Zoom. And then Friday is the CISA Shearers work group meeting, and that's the monthly meeting we note this. As far as the exercise planning goes, we're continuing the planning for that, working on diesel development right now. We have a couple of things that are due at the end of the week. We are going to hold the measles a little bit longer. We've got some more detail we're adding into that, and I need a couple extra days to get that done. So that will come out by the 5th. But the other material we had planned for coming out this coming weekend will be available. With that, let's go to the top of the list. We'll start with NAOBU to be followed by NAHEE. Mike, thank you for riding along as a remote today. What's happening?
Well, not much. It's raining here steadily. It's not pouring, but it's raining. It's a good thing. The yard can use it. The garden can use it. And I'm sure all the farmers can use it, too. But nothing new here. Everybody please take care. Be safe. and I'll sit here and listen out if I'm needed. And thanks again for being that control. I don't have the know-how or the patience to do that.
All right, N8OBU, KEADY, Michigan, ARPSCNet. Thank you. And again, thank you for riding along and providing the remote. This enables the functionality of the VHF-UHF relay, and that is greatly appreciated, that extra effort. Let's go to N8HEE to be followed by WD8AXB. Mr. Jeff, how are you doing?
Well, a big good evening, Max, and 8HEE. Oh, things are going okay, I guess. I had a little bit of bad news hit me just as I was firing up the 7300 this afternoon to get ready for the net. I see I got the nice line across the screen problem, so I got to contact ICOM and see if they're going to stand behind it or if this is going to cost me something to get it fixed. I guess it's kind of a common problem that year. Other than that, just wanted to pass in that we will be having some VE testing in October, October 12th. It always seems to land on the testing day for the set, but we'll see what we can do. Other than that, hope everyone enjoys what's left of the weekend and a good week ahead. N8HEE.
All right,
N8HEE, KEADY,
well, I hope you get the display problem fixed quickly and it isn't too painful. I have a 7300 myself. I love the radio and I haven't had that problem yet, knock wood, or knock for Maka, because that's what I've only had available to me here. But I had an intermittent power problem where it'll drop out during keying up, and I don't know if it's the radio, the power supply, or the cable in between. I'm messing around with all three to see where the issue may be. Power supply seems to stay on, so I'm thinking it's either something in the radio or something in the connectors. I'll play with the cable and keep plugging away at it. Good luck with the VE exam. Hope you get a lot of folks coming in to take that test. And hopefully we'll see on the exercise as well. If not, we completely understand. Next, let's go to WB8AXD to be followed by WB8TQZ. Mr. Charlie, how are things going?
Hello, Max, and thank you. This is WB8AXD, Charlie in Southern Kalamazoo County. And, let's see, Brett tonight is visiting his wife's family, so I don't think we'll be hearing him on the net this evening. Happy to be representing District 5. There was an activity in District 5 today. The Kalamazoo Amateur Radio Club and the St. Joseph County Amateur Radio Club combined to be of safety assistance with the group called Bike Friendly Kalamazoo that sponsored a multi-directional and multi-route bicycle tour today. The long path was like 104 miles from the town I live in, Vicksburg, all the way down to Shipshawana in Indiana and back again. And St. Joe County supplied a ham that went to the park where the turnaround was, the sag stop in Shipshawana, Indiana. And luckily the rain really didn't hit too hard till the event was almost all over. So we got lucky, and we are enjoying the benefits of a rather gentle rain situation today. Let's see. Usually about this time at the end of the month, Brett will have a meeting for District 5 representatives, but I don't know if he's got anything set up for like Tuesday night this coming week or not. And that's about all the news that's fit. Oh, I wanted to add one thing about your power situation. One thing about, I don't know, ICOM and their power cables is that every now and then if a problem like that arises, you want to check the fuse connections, the actual wire connections to the fuse. the bullet type fuses. Anytime there's a little bit of moisture, verdigris rears its ugly head, and the metal of the fuse connection corrodes where the wire is crimped and sometimes soldered onto it. Soldering will definitely help. If it's not soldered, do solder it. It isn't pretty, it's not fun, but it prevents the corrosion that starts between the copper wire and the metal fixtures of the fuse. So check around your fuse connections for fuzzy green and fuzzy white crust, and you might find out your dropping out problem. It's happened to me, and it's definitely happened to our friend who often checks in on the net, N8NOR. So he and I know what we're talking about there. So back to you, Max, and nice to have a quality path for signals today. I'm hearing everybody loud and clear without too much static and noise. KEADON from WDAXB, over.
All right, WDAXB, KEADON, Michigan Section AM. Well, thank you for the tip on the fifth connection. I'll check that out when I get home. Route and the support of that today, and I'm glad to hear that the weather was holding off you guys. That makes for a much more pleasant flight plan, that's for sure.
Mr. Mark, how are things up in Presque Hill County?
Well, that's good. The UN and the Michigan AAPSC, that's WBTTV up here in Rocky City. Well, I'm just using the roof up barefoot tonight, but that's good. We have been in town lately. Max Smith is still meeting at 11 o'clock at Eastern on around 1733. So that at 75. MITM's got decent position at 7 o'clock on 75 meters. I got my fingers crossed. There are times I'm kind of wondering if we'll ever have the night set back on 75. It was kind of nice when we did, but not later. Weather has been decent, almost too decent, to the point we're sitting on a little bit on the dry side. We had about 3/4 of an inch rainy days yesterday morning, and while that probably could have been more, it certainly will be enough to catch us up and keep the grab in the fire danger for a while. As for the FCC, it looks like I'll be missing it again. That'll be down Tennessee. And you got grandkids, and they got fall break. I guess that's where that's going to be. Once we get this information, I'll see if I can get somebody else around here to pick it up to Bill County. But I guess we'll know when it does or does not happen. And that's about it from here. Back to you.
All right, thank you for that.
We've been to all the sirens in the county.
And so this last one, we're going to cycle back through and check and make sure if all the problem children have been fixed. So we're looking forward to doing that. And the other thing was, is on Saturday we had a R2AECAECE down in Monroe. Lance Charter hosted that, KEADYC. In attendance was Monroe County, Wayne County, and Washtenaw County. And we went through and sort of figured out what we were going to do a little bit in terms of our SET work and just sort of generally updating everybody on what's happening on the home fronts in our various counties. The other thing we did was discuss the on again, off again, who really knows what's going to be happening with Cobalt Magnet 25. So we're sort of in some of the planning stages there to see if we can't make things work no matter what the heck they throw at us. But it looks like it's going to be a real interesting exercise. Other than that, on the home front, I got all the stuff painted for my KIO hex beam. That'll give me the hex beam for 20 and 17 meters. Looking forward to getting back up on the air with the hex beam and being able to do some more serious DXing. So that'll be good also. Other than that, things are just sort of kind of bubbling along. Anyway, thanks for running the net, Max, and back to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta.
All right, KEAKBD, KEAK1, Michigan section of the RPS, CNET. Well, it sounds like the exercise planning is coming along nicely. I love that you guys are playing together, too. That should make the exercise more interesting. Let's see here. I can't read my handwriting for the part in the middle. I saw you had a D2 meeting. Cobalt Magnet 25, semi-annual, I think it is. I think they do it every 2 years. They come around and they take it on the road. It's a big exercise. It's actually about a long exercise. A lot heavily full-scale type of an operation. And this is a radiological event. Different from the evaluated exercises that are done for the plants every 2 years. And Michigan has the opportunity to do this exercise in the spring. Should be a lot of fun. I suspect that we're going to see, I can't tell you too much. I do have a little inside information, so I can't tell you too much, but I do expect us to see a couple of days worth of look for more information as that's coming out. It should be a whole lot of fun, and we'll be playing with a few states and a couple of countries there in Canada. So, with that, let's go to KD8SWR, and that'll bring us to the bottom of the roster. Mr. Jeff, how are things going?
Good, Max. If you put me on the bottom of the list, put me on the bottom of your list. It's on top of your list. Yeah. Yesterday we went to Burnside and put a dish up point south to Romeo, and that completed our microwave pass. So we now have a microwave pass from Standish to Detroit, about 175 miles there, and then down through Detroit and over past through the FCOC over to Grand Rapids. So it's coming along, and the boys were up a couple weekends ago, and Pasky and put a dish up there to fly over to Hackleburg to get the microwave to Pasky. So it's slowly progressing. It just takes a lot of time and a lot of effort. But we will continue to press on and go from there. Always something going on. Fixed a bunch of cameras and a lot of stuff happening behind the scenes that people don't see. So back to you, Max. KB8SWR.
All right,
KB8SWR.
KB8D1, Michigan section, ARPLC, Max. 175 miles, that's kind of cool. And with that line like that. And that network is just getting bigger and stronger, and I think it's a wonderful service that the group is providing, Central Michigan Emergency Network. So, anyways, I do appreciate, and we all appreciate all of the work that you all put into that. This is KEAGON for the Michigan section AIC. You're at the bottom of the roster, so let me take a standby here and see if there's anyone else would like to check in at this time. Please call.
Kilo Delta 9, Echo Charlie. No,
Kilo Charlie 8, Echo Lima Quebec. In and out.
Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor. Cross.
Okay, I have KC8EOQ in and out. I have Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Was there another station that was doubling?
Kilo Delta 9, Echo Charlie Hotel.
Kilo Delta 9, Echo Charlie Hotel. Thank you. Next station, please. Any relay? Okay, let's go to Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Mr. Ron, what's happening in Saginaw?
Good evening, X, everyone on the net. This is KC8YVF, VCRO for Saginaw County. Saturday, our local radio club held their annual auction to help support and fund the club. That turned out very well. Ended up selling all of the items that were brought in and donated to the club, so that was very nice. Don't have a total of what was brought in, but anything helps the club stay afloat. They also help support the area. Anything I can do to help the club, they will in turn support me and use funnel a little money our way when we need something replaced or something for the areas group. After that, we did project build for a simple coax tester, remote coax tester. That turned out very well. We had a good turnout for that, so enjoyed that part of it. Coming up Thursday will be our next Aries training. We're going to hold that down at our 911 center in our in the conference room there, and then we'll head over to the radio room, which is in the building there, and make sure that all of the equipment is functioning. If we do have any issues there, that we can get it addressed before the SET. I know that we have our HF antenna needs to be repaired. Replace the mast that is there and get it remounted onto that new mast and do some other upgrades to the HF antenna. We also have a tri-band antenna that came down during last winter. We got the connector replaced, so we need to put that tri-band antenna back up so that remote coax tester will do us good to tell us which one of the pieces that are remaining under the desk in the radio room is the one that goes that, to that antenna. So that's what we've got planned here for Saginaw County over the next few days here. KC8YVF, back to net.
Okay, KC8YVF, KC8YVF, Michigan, the FDS here. We're having no shortage of things here. I'm glad to hear that the auction went so well. It's always nice when you can get rid of everything like that, and hopefully the proceeds were good. Sounds like the training will be a good opportunity, and of course, cleaning up the radio room and verifying everything beforehand is always a good idea. So, good learning opportunity for folks as well. Alright, go to KD9ECH, and we'll be at the bottom of the roster. Kilo Delta 9, Echo Charlie Hotel, welcome to the net.
Thank you, sir. My name is John, and I'm here in Indianapolis, Indiana, looking to get a hold of somebody in Michigan for you in case FHTF happens. Because I do have family up there in Michigan on the west side, and if contact needs to be made for wellness, would like to know what you get there.
Well, thank you, and welcome. You're certainly welcome to join the net anytime you wish. This is the Michigan section Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. We meet every Sunday at 5 Eastern, and it's usually on or around this frequency. Although as we head into the fall and winter months, we'll move back down to 80 meters to 3952 or thereabouts for QRM. Those are the two that we normally will hang out at. And we also have channel 2 on 60 meters that we reserved for this as well. Or not reserved, but keep it as a steam box. Yeah, so those nets that are available. Also, the one of the folks who's, I don't know if you heard of, WDATQZ, he's the net manager for the net, the end nets that 8 at 11 o'clock in the morning at around 7 to right around this frequency, give or take. And then also in the evening at 7 o'clock, again on 39 or 52.
Hours 70 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Rain 66 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Rain 65 degrees.
Well, Eagle Tower Company, morning.
Good evening, 21 hours. Rain 65 degrees.
Hello, A Hotel, Delta, India.
Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy 65 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees.